Hi, everybody. I think this is really important. Obviously, we're hurt today. The thing's not going very well for the cult, is it? It's not going very well at all. And somebody asked me a question today. Why would the government want to kill you? Why do they want you dead? Well, it's not the government, is it? It's a globalist takedown. It's the globalists that want you dead. See, wants to get rid of nationalism. See, nationalism, whether you love it or you hate it or whatever your opinion you have on it, the problem that you've got is when these nation states are at each other's throats, they've got to look after their population, because if they have a tear up, you've got to supply your military, and you can only supply your military through your civilian population. So the bigger the civilian population, the better you can actually supply your military to have a bit of a tear up. Plus, you can also breed a lot of young soldiers to put in your military to fight it. Right? Now, globalization don't need any of that. That's what they're pushing for now. They're pushing for this great reset and this globalization. They know they don't need armies, so they're all going to die. They know they don't need a fight, so they are, anybody who's involved in the defence sector, I know, because the Daigle document shows that the British government currently spends $60 billion by 2025 with a population less than 15 million, it's 1.6. That means I'm out of a job. I'm out of a job. There's nothing to make. Who for? So anyway, got to remember, right, they're smashing the economy to pieces for a reason. When you're born, you get a birth certificate. That birth certificate then opens up you to your massive trust fund. It's worth a few mil. And obviously, they forward pull the cash down for that birth. When it's birthed, they pull the cash down, they get the payment, because obviously they're in massive amounts of debt, because they're criminals, fraudsters, con men, you name it, pathological lies, whatever you want to call the political elites, that criminally insane, megalomaniac, money grasping, greedy, horrible, stink. And we could go on. I could go on and on and on. I've got a lot of names for them. But this is the reason. They've got to try and balance the book. Now, if they kill you, right, if they get rid of you early on, right, then what they can do, they can cash that trust fund in, right? They can cash that trust fund in. So this is the plan. They're going to get you into as much debt. They're going to smash the economy to pieces and then get you as much debt as they possibly can. If you've got a mortgage, if you've got any type of debt, they've really got you, right? And they need you in this vice-like grip, mortgage, death grip. They need to get you as much debt as they can. And then what they're going to do, they're going to come along and go, look, you can't afford your mortgage, there isn't any work, we're going to feed you and we're going to pay off all your debt, we'll just wipe the whole slate clean. However, you've got to take the bioweapon, what they call a vaccine. Once you get that vaccine inside your body, you then become part of a property that belongs to Microsoft, Bill Gates Foundation, right, and obviously the Crown. You then become someone's property, right? Now, I'm not saying that you're not already a slave, you are, but this is real, this is the way this works. It changes your DNA, so consequently the law, once you're not a man, when I change your DNA, you're not a man, you're not a woman, right? So consequently the law doesn't apply to you. It means they can do what they want with you. So they can murder you, they can actually switch you off. Obviously the 5G weapon can do that at any time. It's when you become an antenna, I can see it, I can shoot you with it. So you basically become the property of one of these big technology companies, all right? Because they're going to upgrade your operating system to become a slave. That's the real plan. They're going to force that on you through the debt. The debt that they're going to pay off is your trust fund. They're going to use your money, the money that was set up in trust for you, to pay off your debt to put you into this total, absolute slavery. And then they're going to murder you. Because once you're not a man or a woman, the law doesn't apply to you. Once the law doesn't apply, they can then slaughter you like a pig going to market, like the sheep. All those mask wearers, mark to die, because they'll go along with it, by the way. And they will murder them. They're going to sterilise them, because obviously there's enough in that. We know there's enough in that vaccine. What they call a vaccine. I keep making a mistake. I must be watching too much BBC. So anyway, it's a biological chemical weapon, right, to cause this mass genocide. So it causes sterilisation, all right? Once they get the vaccine into you, you then become, the law doesn't apply. This is part of the Great Reset. You see, like I said, because they haven't got the nation states, they don't need armies. They don't need anybody to fight. So consequently, if they don't need you, Yagonia are surplus to requirements. The military are surplus to requirements. The police are surplus to requirements. 5G, I can see you, shoot you, hear you. I can do everything with it. So I don't need you. So you just keep wearing the masks. You just keep breathing in those particulate contamination in those masks. I mean, come on. I couldn't believe it. I mean, you've seen the crap that's in those masks. I mean, the vaccines are dangerous enough, but the masks are going to kill them as well. I mean, it's unbelievable how ridiculously mental people are by not being able to do a little bit of research to show that they're going to get rinsed. They're going to get properly rinsed. And you know why? Lack of knowledge, not going along with God's laws, right? He ain't going to protect you. He's not going to protect not one single one of yous, right, who selfishly has went along with his satanic agenda. He doesn't like people walking around with masks on because he knows it's a satanic agenda. He's not worshipping Satan. He's just doing no. And he's money people as well. You know, money, the root of all evil. They're grasping, greedy, horrible. All these politicians, do you think they're going to survive it? No. We just have to sit back and wait and watch and obviously spread the word and try and save others because that's our role, right? Because them numbers are growing significantly, so much so that I seen Prince Charles in the paper the day. He looks very teary. Do you think he was really bothered about the fact that it's his father? Is it his father? I'm not really sure. Could be anybody. I mean, how do we know? Could be anybody. Might have found him in a bin somewhere. We just don't know. What was he crying for? He's crying because the cult's losing its grip. And it's losing its grip because they gave us the internet where we did the research. See, the internet was set up specifically for research scientists. I know it had some nefarious DOD military application. Yeah, but its main purpose and allowed us to do this bit of research. I mean, how many people know that Michael Obama is a man? You wouldn't know if it wasn't for the internet. I mean, wouldn't have known about 9/11, wouldn't have to be able to troll it back and see all the pictures and, you know, and do the research and understand about direct energy weapons. You wouldn't be able to do any type of research and know that the vaccines are actually a biological weapon. You wouldn't be able to read any of the things on Telegram. I mean, great platform, Telegram, getting the information out. And other platforms and other people being able to share all this stuff, they are in a total absolute panic. It's like shit storm heaven. So no one is crying. I'm going to see the tears to be crying more when this all pans out. So anyway, really good to speak to everybody. Just understand what their agenda is. The Build Back Better 666, the B's. Six, Build Back Better. Any criminal that says it, you know, they're Satanists. They're actually showing themselves, aren't they? They're showing themselves every single day. Well, just mark them, because of the mark of the beast, right? Just mark them out, because we know. And when we come, right, we're going to stop them all. Right, I think that's enough. Just give everybody the heads up.